Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Great song,
it
man.
It is a great song. It is a great song. Welcome back, Midday Show. I haven't heard this song in a while. I like this one. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. All right, we'll get back to the phone calls here in a second. Can we get to the latest in A.J. Brown nonsense, though? Because it wouldn't be a day around here without it. So yesterday was Jalen Hurts' media availability. And what do you know, that Instagram post that, you know, what came out a couple days ago that we addressed a few times, Jalen Hurts was asked about it, as he always is, as his teammates always are, because what else would you ask them besides the nonsense of their teammate? Jalen Hurts asked yesterday, did he see the latest Instagram post by A.J. Brown? Let's listen to this.
Jalen, do you ever see A.J.'s social media posts at all?
Yeah. I mean, I prep.
are you ever confused by what he's writing? Like, this week you're all using me with not using me. Are you ever confused by things he's
writing? I just keep my focus singularly on the collective.
My favorite part is he says he's prepped on them, right? Mm-hmm. So that sounds to me like it's not so much him scrolling on his phone like us. Like, it's being presented to him. Like, hey, Jalen, they're probably going to ask you about this, so here's what they're talking about. That means there's someone that works for the Eagles that has to comb through A.J. Brown's social media stuff and display or print out or whatever, however they do things, and give it to Jalen. Imagine having that job. Like, Jalen, just before you go to the podium, they're going to ask you about this. Here's this. You got to see this.
Well, that's a good PR step.
Sure is.
Shout out to Bob Lang, who just celebrated his birthday this week.
Happy birthday, Bob. That is good work on them. But the fact that they have to do it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yes. It's unfortunate, but I think he handled it well.
Yeah.
And you have to in situations like this. AJ's different. We've already established that. And a lot of times, you know, when you have family members that are different, as long as they're not hurting anybody, then you just kind of let them be different.
So you kind of keep your focus on the collective?
I had a friend, listen, I had a friend who's probably listening who had a relative of his. We were hanging out and he said, hey, he's a little different. He gets a pass. And when you say stuff like that, then you know that it's probably going to be different. Now, the friend was cool. He was cool, but you're prepared for it.
You're ready. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're ready for that. And that's what it's about. It's about being ready. Like, you have to know. We've been down this block a few times, and we know that there's a lot of passive aggressiveness that goes along with AJ. Man just scored two touchdowns and went for two tutties in a hundo.
Yeah, it's 121 or something, 120,
you know what
whatever
I'm
it was.
He went for two tutties in a hundo. And I remember like it was yesterday, because it wasn't that long ago. Me and I said, well, probably still won't be happy.
No.
And so you prepare, because we know something's going to happen. So you prepare yourself for that.
Well,
you just kind of just, all right, man, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're probably rolling their eyes down there every time this happens. But when he does this stuff, it does open up speculation to what he really wants. Listen to this morning, ESPN discussing A.J. Brown and what they think he really wants.
I think just in relation to A.J., I would disagree that he's trying to send a message of, I want the ball thrown to me more. I think the more that time has gone on by the day, I think that there is a reality there, A.J. Brown prefers to be traded. I just, that's the feeling that I'm...
Okay, stop right there. Why do you believe he prefers to be traded? That's a very powerful statement. Why would a Super Bowl champion on a Super Bowl championship squad still prefer to be traded?
Because there's just been this consistent disconnect. There's been a consistent... something is up there, whether it's the lack of production, them not throwing the ball enough, but then they go on the road. He has four for a buck 20 something and two.
And
he has the game sealer. It's beautiful, the connection, and he still tweeted out. And so I'm not trying to read too much into it. This is a Super Bowl contending team, but for that to continuously happen, I do think that there's parts of A.J. Brown that would prefer to be traded and maybe traded to a place that is a little bit more pass-centric.
I mean, I agree with him. I mean, I just think AJ hasn't expressed it like that, and he's maybe more passive aggressive. But nothing he said there feels crazy. I mean, this has been going on for 6 months.
Well, I mean, we're talking about that, but I just feel like today is the day to apologize.
That was Dan Orlovsky, by the way.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna apologize
to who?
To you for that whole Chauncey Billups thing I said earlier about him going back to work. He ain't going back.
I knew that. You don't have to apologize to me. Chauncey needs to apologize.
Tiago Splitter about to be the coach. Stated man name, Tiago Splitter the coach. So,
yeah.
I'm going to walk that one back.
That's good.
They told Chauncey, you give your key card back.
Man, we'll never step in an NBA court again.
This, for me, is a day of reflection.
That's good, man.
He's more likely to be behind bars than on an NBA bench.
I'm going to go ahead and walk it back. In full transparency, Ike texted me earlier. He said, dog, leave that one alone. He goes back. Okay. I was willing to bet that he would try to walk back like everything was cool. He ain't coming back.
It's over for Chauncey.
But yeah, the AJ thing, man, it's unfortunate because we know what the ultimate goal is. And AJ's not happy. And it feels like at this point it ain't nothing. Let's see if we can just get one more out of this. One more ring. One more ring. Not one more win. One more ring.
You know what it's like? You ever walk across the ice? I don't think I could walk back and forth across it, but if I can get across one time, I'm good.
Yeah, that's all. Because you've already committed to it
yes.
at this point. We're
but
here.
But it's cracking. I mean, it's obviously
and,
there's
and
a clear
Let's just
crack.
Get one more. Because this feels like this. You know how you have a sweater, right? One of those knit sweaters.
Sure.
And you see the what they call it when you see the little string and you start pulling at the string.
Oh yes.
But
then you can ruin it.
Well, you're unraveling it
as we go. Yeah.
It kind of feels like that, Joe.
You have a lot of knit sweaters.
I don't wear. That's why I don't like to wear them. Because they tend to unravel.
I think your cardigan face could be good for the show.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Because listen, and this is where I implore you to listen to what's being said. The fact that this whole under center thing has become a thing. And we have, and the fact that the champion for this cause is somebody who has been taking dumps on Jalen for the last couple weeks. I mean, think about that for a minute. We know the inner workings of what we do. We know that. The people don't know that, but when you have somebody that has been a negative Nancy on one person for as long as they've been on,
we're talking about Chris Sims,
yeah, and had to walk some things back and then come back with some new information. Guess what's happened? Somebody gave him something.
Someone's talking.
Somebody talking like that. That's the thing that I think that as fans we don't want to believe.
Yeah,
but if Chris Sims, the biggest Jalen Hurts hater, is sitting up here talking like this about Jalen after he had to walk some stuff back, just consider the source. That's all.
Well, and for me, when multiple people say the same thing, that means that's coming from somewhere.
Somebody's putting that narrative out there.
Yeah.
And then that's when you have to watch. That's when the sweater analogy comes in. You just got to come in and just wait to see how the sweater's going to unravel.
I'm thinking about that Weezer song.
What Weezer? Who is Weezer?
You know the band Weezer. Pretty popular band. If Kyle plays a Weezer clip,
yeah, you got to do that in the next break.
No, you'll know it.
Yeah,
you got it. But what's the Weezer song?
Like, where? Yeah, I thought you just left it like that.
It's the sweater song.
Oh, but like, what? You just think about because we're talking about sweaters.
Yeah. I've never heard the sweater song by Weezer.
I'll do my best here.
I didn't know if there was a tie-in more than just I'm thinking about the song because of.
I can't wait to get that white chalkboard though, because I'm gonna start. I got some things on workshop. I've been workshopping.
I realized the problem with the white chalkboard, Kyle. We're going to lose him mid-segment. I'm going to go to him on something to say back and forth, and he's going to be turned around drawing stick figures back there. Like, we're going to lose him.
Work on my drawing skills.
What are you doing back there?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
All right, let's go to Mad Mike up on WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DiCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hold on, Mike.
Never heard this.
Never heard the song?
Never heard the song.
Have you heard the band?
I have never heard the song.
But like, did they?
You would know a song.
When we come back, give me another one.
Sorry, Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went. Mike about to take a dump on somebody anyway.
Well. So that's what he about to do. Should we take side bets on? Should we go all?
It's gonna be Jalen all day. I got $2. Say he. About
I don't
to take
know.
A
I mean,
on
last
Jalen.
Night we did watch the Sixers play well, and Joel Embiid wasn't part of that.
Jalen's gonna get worked into this. Okay. Somehow.
All right. We could go.
I think it's gonna be. To your point, I think Jalen's gonna.
Now I was gonna ask Kyle, but he already has inside information. He'll go all Terry Rozier on us. Mad Mike up next on WIP. What's up, Mike?
Oh no, Hugh's right. I'm gonna dump all over Joel, but then Jalen's gonna catch strays.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Makes sense.
You give that man whatever the over under was. Pay that man his money. quote Teddy KGB. So I don't want this to sound wrong, but I hope VJ Edgecombe breaks an ankle because I don't want Joel Embiid to ever win a title. This team can wait until Joel is off the board and then they can win a title. Great. But I don't want Joel Embiid to ever win a title. I hate this guy with all my passion.
So we're now rooting against Edgecombe just so...
Why don't we just get
Embiid out of here and let Edgecombe play well?
Because you gave him $200 million for three more years.
Well,
like
I didn't give him anything. I would have got him out of here years ago.
Hey, you know what? Like, I love that all the hoagie mouths in this city are like, oh, see, all you had to do was just go under center and then Jalen can figure it out. No, I hope... Gadabo runs right over Coop and like runs in for a touchdown, knocks out Cooper DeJean, and then the big tackle on the Giants takes out Jalen Hurts. I'm tired of him too. Oh, man. Have a great day, everybody.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it. Cheery and cheerful as usual. Very true to form.
True to form.
Yeah, you set him up to talk about both there. I mean, poor VJ Edgecombe. Hopes he gets hurt so Embiid doesn't win games.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Leave the kid alone.
That's a lot, man.
It's unfair. It really is. Let's go to Mark and Chalfon on WIP. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it makes me nauseous. I'm going to make Josh Harris happy. Last night I was going through channels. And I saw the Sixers won, and I really had no interest in watching them because I thought I knew exactly what this season was going to represent. But I stopped, and I was completely enthralled. Wow, VJ is already must-see TV for me. and they sucked me back in, and I can't believe I'm saying this one game into the season.
Mark, so here I feel similarly to you. Now, I was going to watch the full game last night anyway because it was the first game, but Mark, if you had asked me before last night, when is their second game? Like, I would have guessed this weekend, but I didn't look at the schedule in advance. I didn't really know who they're playing Saturday night. But as soon as the game ended, I'm like, all right, when's the next game? Like, I want to make sure I know when it is, so I'm sitting there. Like, they got me. That kid last night, to do what he did at 20, Mark, 20 years old, to play like he did, he looked like a six-year vet out there.
Well, and even after the game, I was even more impressed with him in the interview process. A polite, articulate, intelligent. He actually apologized to, I think it was D-Linen, when he accidentally said he to her. And I just, like, wow. Strikes me as the type of person like Saquon Barkley, just really has it going on, and I'm excited now.
Yeah, you know what? They changed our mind, and Mark, we appreciate the phone call. He is, look, he's easy to root for. He looks like he's going to be a tremendous basketball player. And he, just to go back to what he did last night, like, I know, look, you see a million different stats and records and things all that every day in sports, but no one has scored that many points in their first NBA game since Wilt Chamberlain. Like,
that's something to be excited about.
That's amazing. That's,
especially when you talk about that in a league where young kids are starting to be the stars. It's starting to be the changing of the guard. I know LeBron's still there and everything, but he's starting to get phased out a little bit. So it's exciting to see, and it feels like you might have one of those young guys.
Yeah, and look, we've kind of felt that during the draft process. I remember the night they drafted him, and he talked to a caller reference earlier when he didn't have electricity. They lived on a generator growing up. Like,
yeah.
He seems like he's got the right mentality to maximize his athletic ability. Yeah, he's hungry.
He got that want to.
And he's got real athletic traits to him. Like, he's not – sometimes you watch a player, like – I remember when the Sixers drafted Jahlil Okafor, Michael Carter-Williams. They weren't great athletes. Like, mm-hmm. They were good enough to be in the NBA, obviously, for a little bit. But they didn't have that, like, wow, like, jump-off-the-screen athleticism. This kid does. I mean, that play he made when he took the ball to the hoop and just flew over, when I was like, whoa. There's not that many of them in the NBA. That's why people have brought up Anthony Edwards and Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. Like, when you see a guard like that could play, it's different. Dave in Limerick's up on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, last night I watched more games than I watched, more Sixers games than I watched the 24-25 season. We just got locked in. I was just watching the game. This kid not only is athletic, he's somewhat tall, 6'5", much better than the other guards they have. And the head on his shoulders, it's like he's so smart and intelligent and mature for his age. It's unbelievable.
Well, he really is. I mean, Dave, I kept waiting for his first bad sequence or his first, you know, a few shots in a row where it's kind of wild, or, like, you know, trying to shoot in double team. He didn't do any of that stuff last time. Like, usually, you know, rookies, especially ones that are right out of freshman year of college, they'll take some bad shots. He didn't do any of that stuff.
No. And he kept shooting, and he's aggressive, and him and Maxey and McCain comes back. Like, they really have potential, and I literally didn't watch any games last year. I was sick and tired, wrote them off, and honestly, I when's the next game?
Saturday yeah, against, Saturday. I believe it's Charlotte. Dave, yeah, listen, I think we all felt that way.
Can we say Ace Bailey? Thank goodness they didn't draft him.
Yes.
I don't know how he's going to be, but...
Well, hey, he only had 2 points last night. I'm not rooting against that kid. We'll see what he becomes, but I never wanted him, and I think it's pretty clear after just one night. Like, they took a kid that we could all feel good about for the first time. I was going to say first time in a long time, but they've actually done better this. Kyle mentioned earlier, do we have a Daryl Morey apology show on tap at some point this season? We might.
I mean, it's not a bad pick. Yeah. He looks.
Well, you're going to have to apologize to Daryl Morey.
I'm not apologizing
to
Daryl.
The most.
You best.
No, I ain't apologizing to him.
Well, hold on. Let's just play it out.
Yeah.
Maxey looks like he's looked for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Edgecombe is the real deal. And McCain comes back, and they have the best three-guard lineup or rotation in the league, best young one.
Yeah.
It feels like a Hugh Douglas apology, and he's in order.
No, I'm not apologizing. Man, listen.
Apologies.
He need to apologize to me for sounding like he out of breath all the damn time when he's doing the interview.
apologize to you.
I think he should apologize to himself for that.
Yeah, you need to get. You probably need to get in shape or get a pat or what they call it, a CPAP.
Oh, man. He might. I thought we were done. Yeah, okay, body shaming.
You're right.
That's two.
I apologize.
That's two.
I asked you to apologize for criticizing his GM work. Then you criticized him and then apologized
for
that.
He's got his arms folded up. He could not be any more defiant right
now. Nobody hates
this man's not apologizing.
No.
Nope.
I'm just like, GM work gets my ass. But I apologize.
That day, I'm going to put up two polls. Would you like to apologize to Daryl Morey? And should Daryl Morey apologize to you?
He should apologize to me.
He didn't apologize to you.
He should apologize for not having a CPAP machine. He need to get one. If you really care about your family or health, you'll get you a CPAP machine and do better.
You've gotten a little messy.
Way too far.
I said I was going to do better.
Yeah. Turn around the board.
I apologize to the EMT, dude.
Nobody believes
I apologize for that.
Well, you kind of doubled down.
You need to apologize to them folks for being fat. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
You doubled down.
The EMT.
No, he doesn't.
How you a fat EMT, though? Like, seriously.
Was he on duty when you?
No, he was. I guess he was going home.
Human.
And I'm like, dog, what's wrong? And he like, you know, he like laughing and giggling. I'm like, you fat. You fat.
I thought we already apologized.
Okay, I apologize for what I did earlier.
People are allowed to be fat.
No, okay? I mean, and they are. And I don't. They absolutely are.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, I've had my bouts with fatness. But I just feel like if you're an EMT and you out there rescuing folks, you shouldn't be fat. That's all I'm saying. But I apologize for that. I apologize for that part I just said.
Man.
Because we are all inclusive.
This are we going to be on the air tomorrow?
I don't know. This is the fifth variation of the same apology. And every time you've ruined
it. But I did apologize.
It's not an apology.
No.
I did apologize. And I apologize for...
Just say I'm sorry for my actions yesterday.
For my actions yesterday.
I was wrong.
He wants to add an addendum to it. So bad.
Of course he does.
So bad.
I am too old to be having road rage issues. And I apologize.
Let's move off your apology. I'm going to give you a story of mine from my past that'll make you feel better.
Okay.
I used to be a road rager.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never quite did what you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to not be able to handle traffic. Like, this is like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, my younger days. I just was... I couldn't handle it. I was really bad in traffic. And one time, this person in front of me was going really slow. And so I ran, you know, I pulled over, you know, around them and rolled the window down, screamed a couple curse words, gave him the finger. And I looked over and it was a very old lady. And I felt terrible. And that was...
You shouldn't. She deserved
that. No, I felt
bad. She deserved everything she got. Because how about you get that your was, old ass in the passenger lane?
I was wrong. So that was the moment I said, I got to stop. I got to
be
better.
Like, Grandma, why are you out here?
Yeah, see, this is... I'm glad I didn't know you then, because you would encourage it.
We didn't get anywhere.
No, but here's the thing. It's not like I was the one road raging. He was.
Well, I'm not sure.
And
not
I was just like, dog, what's wrong with you? Which you need to eat a salad or something. That's what I kind of... Okay. I mean... That's what I said yesterday. I apologized for that. But that was the thought, because he was the one having the road rage. I wasn't. I'm just looking at him like, dog, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're fat. And
I'm not sure if anyone believes that you weren't having the road rage today.
I wasn't, because I'm sitting in the car and I'm looking like, what is he doing? Now, I was wrong for slowing down and letting him, you know, roll up on me. I was wrong for that.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, dog, what's wrong with you? You know? It's crazy.
Mm.
And got today, too much stuff going on in life to be, you know, road rage.
And today we worked through an apology for 3.5 hours. 215-592-9494. All right, you people coming up. We'll get to your phone calls. Well, and you got to hear this. It's not often a WIP host gets dominated the way one of us did here yesterday. Something happened here that only happens, I would say, maybe once every 10 years to one of our hosts. You're not going to want to miss this next. It is the Midday Show, as always, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This football season, where else would you want to bet? Then with my friends at Fanatic Sportsbook. Fanatic Sportsbook is the home of Fair Play, protecting all pro football player prop bets across straights, parlays, and SGPs all season long for any first half injury. They were the first to protect your prop bets throughout the first quarter, and now they've extended that protection throughout the whole first half. That's 30 whole minutes of player prop protection on all your bets, whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or even defensive players. Fanatic Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. Why stick to a book that leaves you empty-handed when you can bet with one that has your back throughout the whole first half? If you want to protect your parlays from injuries, switch to the sports book that will always have your back across the first and the second quarter for all pro football player prop bets every single game, all season long. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. You know this song, Hugh?
I don't.
I'm kind of surprised you never heard it.
That's pretty crazy.
I haven't.
Yeah, and you usually have like a pretty good recall of popular type of things.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Are they a grunge, like a grunge band or something?
I wouldn't call it grunge.
I mean, this song's pretty grungy.
Yeah, but would you call Weezer just in general? Like, is that how you define them, grunge?
Maybe not.
Yeah. No. I don't think I've ever heard this. Hmm.
Well, now you have, so you can't say you haven't heard anymore.
Another one loaded up, just in case. You probably know this one.
Down to the bottom of Hugh's Weezer.
We solved one thing today.
We don't solve much in this show. Well, we did solve this, whether or not people feel like last night changed their opinion and feeling on the Sixers after one game, but it was a special one for VJ Edgecombe. It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Yeah. I don't love the answer on the results on this one. Did last night change how you feel about the Sixers? 54%. Yes, 45%. Debbie Downers. I mean, how do you not feel better about where the franchise is going? Again, this kid wasn't the 60th pick in the draft. He was the third pick in the draft. When you draft someone third overall, the expectation is, or hope, that they could be a star level, all-star quality player, if not, you know, better than that. And I saw that potential last night. Now, I'm not saying he's locked in yet to be a superstar, but that was pretty darn good last night for VJ Edgecombe. It certainly changed how I feel about this team, this season, and the future here. All right, we'll go back to the phone lines in a second. We need to get to the bottom of something that happened yesterday because, Hugh, we haven't heard a WIP host get dominated like this in a very long time. If you were listening live around 4:30 yesterday, you heard this afternoon show. Seems like Spike Eskin was having a battle he could not win against the hiccups.
This segment might be a challenge as I have the hiccups and they won't go away. Won't go away.
Oh, no.
I tried holding my breath.
Yeah? You got to do it till like you lose some brain cells.
I don't have many to spare.
That always worked for me growing up.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more.
Do you need someone to scare you?
Now through Saturday, in-store only. I think I might. The Twitter question, which should the Eagles' first priority be that trade deadline, edge or corner? Edge at 52%, corner at 48%. Pretty split there. I think the difference is probably get a more, from what Baldy was saying, unless you're getting Trey Hendrickson, a lot of the edge guys are just, I can't do it.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do here. I've never been confronted with this situation.
Did you drink some water?
I did.
I would say that's a dominant win for the hiccups. Hiccups, if that's a football game, that's 37-0.
So he didn't know how to get rid of them?
Well, clearly not. Well, did you hear the segment?
It's also like,
I mean, you heard that.
I mean, now he could have pass the keys over to Ike and Jack for 30 seconds while he tried to chug some water and hold his breath and stuff.
His ego took over.
I think that was the play, right? You have to turn your mic off and trust the other voices on the show are going to carry you until you figure the whole thing out.
You can't power through. When Buzz had a coughing attack, he didn't really have anybody to take
solo,
over.
Right? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And now that he's got the money, the organization don't want to see him play like he did in 22. They'd like to see the success, but they want it done in a different way now.
No, Carl, I hear you. And I understand. Excuse me, I'm having a cough. Excuse me, Carl. Having a coughing attack here in the studio. Getting choked up. I'm talking about jail.
Talking about the Eagles. Look what they do to you, Dick Dan. Look what they do to you.
All right, so...
You know, the more I hear the Buzz one, that's on Carl could keep talking. Carl's the caller. He's on the air.
He should have helped him out.
He should have helped him out.
And I think his producer,
Buzz is dying there.
Yeah. I think his producer's name is Terry.
Yes.
And she tried to throw him a lifeline.
Yeah. You ever lose your voice on the air, Hugh, or have a hiccup?
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Situation?
Well,
I'm not a hiccup situation. I know how to get rid of hiccup. Just hold your breath.
Well, Spike said he tried it. It didn't work.
What are you talking about? I've had one of those before. I've had burps on the air. I've had the on-air burp.
Yep, that's right.
I just burped.
Did you guys know, and I don't know if this was common or not, but I don't know, man. This might have been 4 or 5 years ago. I got COVID, and I realized I had it during my show at night. Like, I felt sick, right? I didn't know what was going on. But apparently, one of the symptoms could be you lose your voice. I started losing my voice halfway through the show. Oh, it was rough. And I just tried to power through it. I think we played an interview from earlier in the day, so I get a segment like just to have some tea. It was rough. And then I realized the next day, I needed to stay
home. We prefaced this by saying we've never seen a WIP host get dominated quite like Spike.
Yeah.
Buzz, the Buzz thing clears it.
Oh, Buzz is number one.
Buzz got dragged by that coffee attack.
That's funny.
Well,
heartthrob Buzz.
That man got ragdolled.
Yeah, he was not heartthrob that night. He was destroyed by the cough. But this is the first time hiccups have infiltrated WIP in about a decade, right? So the last time I'm reading the story here from CBS News 2016, the radio host who hiccuped for 101 hours straight, of course, that was, we all love him, Big Daddy Graham. Big Daddy had hiccups you for 101 hours straight.
That's crazy.
Hiccups
that long?
If it was me, I would just assume it had them. Because you hear those stories of those people that have them for the rest of their life. I would just be like, I'm done. I'm cooked.
That sounds torturous, yeah. He had a news crew come into the studio, and we knew it was an historic event.
Well, I'm reading the quotes in here. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that as Graham prepped for his 2 a.m. radio show about a week ago, he was overtaken by persistent hiccups. He took to the airwaves anyway, but the hiccup attack was difficult to hide.
Well, yeah. Definitely a trooper right there.
Oh, I mean, there's no hiding it.
My favorite part is they found a tweet of his when he talked about it. On February 26, he reported hiccuping for 41 hours straight. A few days later, it was said to be 101 hours in counting. That is remarkable.
The title, the radio host who hiccuped for 101 hours straight.
And deep down, Spike had to think he was next when that was happening yesterday.
I think, so when I first saw this, this is a tweet from Stephanie Stahl with CBS3.
Yep. Right,
Big Daddy Graham and his battle with the hiccups, CBS3 at 6.
That's a tease right there. I tune in right away. So what's your way? Is it water? Is it hold your breath? How do you get ready? Do you get scared?
I've never had hiccups to that magnitude, but when I get them, I just hold my breath.
Yeah.
I just hold my breath for a little while and for as long as it takes.
Until you pass out?
Well, no, just until they go away and then I come back, you know, or drink some water.
Unnecessary, yeah.
But I've never had an attack of hiccups like that.
Dora the Explorer taught me 10 seconds.
That's all it takes?
Well, no.
Yeah,
it's worked and it hasn't.
Yeah. And again, her audience is children, so she can't be out there saying, hold your breath for a minute, and then the parents come back and say, what are we doing?
That's correct.
Yep. Yeah, I get it.
But I think what I found is most effective. I mean, you just got to keep taking sips.
Yeah.
Right? You got to knock whatever it is, like an air bubble or something.
And that's why yesterday he probably should have just handed the keys away and had some water.
Drink something carbonated. Yeah. Just keep drinking water, stuff like that.
Take yourself out of the game for a few minutes.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot you can try.
Yeah, you could. And obviously yesterday didn't happen. Yeah. That was wild stuff. All right. Cowboy Jim is in Jersey up on WIP. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
I bet Dora Explorer is still teaching Kyle a few things right now. Don't you think there?
Yeah,
I think she probably could.
Shame she didn't teach me not to take your calls.
that was... uncalled for.
I think it was called for. I mean, Jim's got no response here, obviously. Go ahead, Jim.
Joe, Hugh, listen, will we get a comment today from Elliot about gambling within the professional sports? And do you think he'll defend them?
Yeah, he will defend them. I mean, of all of Elliot's opinions that I do not agree with.
You don't like this one?
Well, I'm not sure which one. He has two pretty infamous ones now that make my eyes roll. And it just drives me crazy. The first one is that players should be allowed to gamble on themselves, which obviously we see the perils of allowing them to do anything in this space. And the second one is...
The perils is funny.
Don't we have an Elliott take where he thinks that you could be whatever age and still play college sports? Like, you could just keep going? Like, there's no rules? Like, you have to leave at some point? Which then, really, it's just the minor leagues.
Yeah.
It's professional sports.
Professional sports.
That's all it is.
Elliott invented professional sports.
Hey, Hugh.
Yeah.
You know, those gambling ads you keep reading off, I think you better cash those checks as soon as possible.
You think it's about to change?
No, I don't think those places are going anywhere.
They're too far in bed with this now. I don't think it's about the actual players. They have to be more careful.
I have a prediction. Terry Rozier is going to disappear way before the sports books disappear. So they'll figure that out.
Can we stop all this Sixer nonsense?
Wait,
that's
when you
going
say
on?
Disappear, what you mean?
Jail, just go to prison. Yeah. I'm not in the mafia. Don't look at me.
No, I'm just saying. But you know, when we talk about the people we talk about,
I'm not a mafia.
When you say disappear. You know, just you
my
know.
Hands are clean here. Don't look at me. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, the mafia is involved here.
So. I know.
Like the three crime. Was it the three or the four crime?
You're the one watching the Netflix documentary.
I did watch. It was really good too, Joe. It was really good. It's about
the ocean, Philly
mafia.
Feet and cement.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
So, Jim, what do you got? What do you got
in
the Sixers?
My bad, Jim. Back on you.
This illusion of the Sixers, and I know.
Some fun around here?
I know. Hugh's going to go to the games no matter what. But you know, basically, it's weekend at Bernie's. Okay, and Embiid is Bernie. You know, you got McCarthy is Maxie. Edgecombe is Jonathan Silverman. That's what's going on there. And as for the Cowboys, Cowboys are going to blow out the Broncos.
Stop.
They got the best offense.
They're not blowing out the Broncos. They're going to go to Mile High and blow out a team that has a defense like that. Stop.
We got our best defensive players coming back. Overshown is coming back. We'll win 45-28.
Stop.
You guys are going to lose.
Aren't the
Giants.
Broncos a 3.5-point favorite in the game? What are you talking about?
Can you imagine the Giants sweeping you guys this year?
Cannot. That's enough of Jim. I didn't hate his weekend at Bernie's joke. It kind of made me laugh deep down. Did you get it?
The weekend at Bernie's?
Like he's like, well, like Embiid is Bernie.
And
the young kids are propping him up.
Trying to make
it look right. It kind of fit. I mean, I don't want to laugh at Cowboy Jim's jokes. It kind of fit. Tony and Fox Chase is up. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Tony. What's up?
Hey, Hugh, did you ever get a winter coat?
That would be a big fat no. Never got one.
Well, it's about to get cold again, Hugh, so maybe we should invest in one.
Yeah, right?
I got one. Jack Daniels gave me a coat.
Handouts.
Matter of fact, Steiny. I need to get that bigger size. We need to work on that.
Steiny. He was looking for handouts here.
I don't know. Steiny might be mad at me yesterday because I took a few jabs at him yesterday. But it was all in love, though. It was all in love. But I did take a few jabs.
You did. In public.
He was mad at you?
He probably was.
Well, he was taking shots at him in public.
I take shots at everybody, though, Kyle.
Everybody.
You can't be in this game with us, man, and you can't be thin-skinned.
No, that's true. I'm with you.
I love Steiny. Steiny makes things happen.
But?
He called straight. He caught a couple straight.
All right, let's let Tony talk before we dig this hole deeper today. Go ahead, Tony.
Joe wasn't ready for
that. Yeah, man. So let's start with the Sixers. Am I excited? No. I feel this. I went to the home opener. They didn't play any of the Sixers at the home opener last year. And it went all downhill. It was a debacle of a season last year.
Well, it was. So, yeah, they won less than 30 games. They were a joke last season. You're right.
They were. And although it's refreshing to see the young blood, Maxie, and, you know, the turning of the – you guys said it best earlier, where it seems like it's becoming more emphasis on Maxie, the Maxie show,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be damned if I'm going to pay hard-earned money to go buy tickets after the debacle of last season. They got a whole lot more to prove to me before I start investing that. I'm as loyal as you can be. I bleed green and I bleed Sixers, but I ain't paying another penny after last year's debacle until they prove otherwise.
And that, Mark, Tony, excuse me, that's perfectly understandable. And Tony, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think that's like you could, there's two parts of investment as a fan. There's your time, right? Your energy and your time and your emotion and all that. And then there's the monetary investment. Like if you need to wait to see if they're worth your tickets and your money for, like, I get that. I'm not, that's different. But in terms of your interest and your time and watching the games and just kind of being into it again, that got me back last night.
But yeah, right. It's also on you if you're setting your expectations that high.
For last year's team?
Well, just, I mean.
Or the Sixers.
This team right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah, and well.
You can spend your money how you want. I'm just saying, if you're going to hold them to that standard, you're just going to be angry all season. I'm sorry.
And I don't want to be angry at the Sixers anymore. I want to be excited about this kid who looked great last night. Let's go to Mark in Woodbury Heights. Hey, Mark.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
I just got to point out two things about the Sixers. Mm-hmm. This young kid. How do you say the last name, Joe?
Edgecombe.
Edgecomber. What a pleasant thing to listen to this man talk. Watch how he performs, how humble he has come across, how hungry he is to be successful. I'm just thankful that he's playing for our team, you know. And I look at a guy like Ace Bailey, who really struggled last night, mm-hmm. and how he, you know, exalted himself, you know, before the draft, and I'm this and I'm that. I don't want to play for this team. I don't want to play for that team. What a great lesson to learn, you know. You got this young kid coming in who just wanted to be part of the NBA, just wants to play basketball. And my goodness, he was phenomenal last night. He was unbelievable. It just is really nice to see that. And I think it's important for kids to see that, too.
I agree. And, Mark, for the Sixers, they needed an infusion, not just of talent, obviously. They needed more good players. But they needed an infusion of someone with his head on correctly, screwed on right.
Absolutely.
And he comes across, Mark, not just as a humble kid. He comes across as, like, he has the right mindset to be the player we need. He seems like he's going to be that. And then athletically, he could jump out of the gym. He could play.
Oh, he could play. He's confident. He's super aggressive. He plays within himself. And he just, you're right. He has the right mindset. He is so happy to be out there playing basketball. That was great to see. But, Joe, you know, regarding the Sixers, as long as Joel Embiid's on the squad, they're not going anywhere. They're just, I hate to be a negative hater today. I'm not a Joel Embiid fan. What's wrong with him, Joe? Did you watch him last
night?
Yeah,
he can't. I mean, look, he looks like he's 60 years old. He can't move. That I think it's a matter of those knees have had so many surgeries, he can't move anymore.
I mean, have the Sixers come out and have said anything, any medical reports, updated reports on him?
No. I mean, we keep hearing he's working his way back. I don't know where this is. They think this is headed, but he looks like a shell of himself, which it really, when you think about it, Mark, good phone call, it's not surprising. He's had a lot of knee surgeries. Every time we heard about those meniscus, we always hear like eventually kind of erodes everything in there, and it's just bone on bone, arthritis. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have zero expectations for him to be anything this year. Zero.
Yeah, it's probably going to be tough. But you kind of want to. But it's obvious that with the Sixers, he's not factored into what they want to do in the long term. It feels like that.
Well, he can't be, except the contract, unfortunately, that they gave him. Well, let's hear from you people. See what they're up to today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
I am already annoyed, and the show hasn't even started yet.
Well, we appreciate you being here. That's our audience. That's
going
that's,
in expecting to be annoyed.
Yep.
Yep. Many wondering, Hugh. We've had Dodger Douglas. We've had Giant Douglas.
Uh-oh.
Commodore Douglas?
Wow.
Commodore.
You those mean colors?
The group?
No, the colors.
No.
It's Central State.
That's
but
my alma mater.
Those are the Commodore colors.
No, it's not. These are Central State colors.
So of all of the recent Douglases, in terms of like rival Douglases, is this Hughes rivalry pack? Is that what we're
talking about? That's what it is.
Got the rivalry
but
pack.
I actually went to this school, though.
No,
so
this
that
one you
count.
Get the pass for.
Yeah, because I went to the school.
The Dodger blue 2 weeks ago really hurt.
I mean, that was, what was that? What was that last week? That, like the
Dodger
Howard?
Blue, yeah.
That was just like me wearing blue. No.
No, it was Dodger blue. But all right, we'll move on.
It was not.
Anyway, one game, you bleeping clowns.
But you realize if I came in today and I said, everyone calm down, I didn't really see what Edge called.
You'd also be a bleeping clown.
Complete clown, yeah. Complete hater. So maybe you're the clown. You ever think of that? Maybe you are the clown. Just enjoy it for once. Like the Sixers made us happy last night. Enjoy it.
Not them, apparently.
Well, okay.
hey, Joe, counterpoint. You know nothing about football.
That's crazy. That's I guess for that person, that's evergreen.
Yeah,
it's a strong counterpoint.
You know what this probably is? They're a little bit sensitive about Jalen, not want to go under center, and upset that they're just shooting the messenger. That's okay.
I can't tell how old Joe is. Could be 30. Could be 60.
Joe,
I mean, I'm in between, so I guess there's...
Well, you look younger than that.
Maybe they nailed it.
Yeah, you look younger than that.
I wouldn't say 60.
60 feels a lot.
Yeah, that's...
If you say between 30 and 50, I'm pretty close to the middle.
You are.
So
I mean, you are between 30 and 50.
Yeah, so there you go.
Right. Yep. Here goes Kyle coddling Jalen Hurts again. I don't know what show you listen to.
That's not this show.
People don't listen, man. We've established that like months ago.
Yeah.
Nobody listens.
That one blew my mind.
Sometimes when people assign opposite opinions, I just chuckle and laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I think, what was it, a couple weeks ago, someone said I was the Wentz guy, right?
Yeah, Wentz guy. Yeah.
You always
defend
Carson Wentz.
Sixers.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's time we stop giving Hugh Douglas a pass.
Agreed. Yeah. Too many passes for Hugh.
What are you talking about?
I mean, everything.
You talking about what I was talking about, the fatty EMT?
Yeah.
Again,
okay, I apologize.
Again. No, but when you continue to call him that, you...
There's no apology.
You would destroy the original apology.
Cuts the apology out.
EMT.
I think heavy set is probably a nice way to put it. You maybe don't assign anything about his weight.
You're right.
But the EMT that you wrongly yelled at.
Gotcha.
Does Hugh know they're on the air?
That could be used. That's evergreen.
I like that one.
Yeah, that.
Does you know they're on
this? That probably was about you spilling the beans
or me eating that sandwich. Maybe they saw me eating the sandwich.
Maybe I could. Well,
it's pretty good.
The screen was on the air yesterday.
Yeah, I tell you what, that back to back cheesesteaks, I'm pretty good, man.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna be. It's gonna be an early bedtime for you today.
Oh yeah, I'm going to sleep as soon as I get done with this.
Don't mind me, just counting down the days until we see Hugh on TMZ.
I've already been on TMZ. I already had that time in TMZ. I ain't gonna go again.
You filled that quota?
I filled that quota.
We might need to find that.
Yeah, I was on TMZ before.
Yeah.
I like this piece of advice. Hugh, now that you know there's an imposter out there, you don't even have to own up to these incidents like you have with the EMT. Just
That's
blame
true.
It on the imposter Hugh.
And were you in Delaware or Jersey?
I was in Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Well, may luck, Ubers. You never know where an Uber takes
that's
you.
True.
You got to take a trip. Yeah.
That actually is something you should lean on in every aspect of life.
I agree. Yeah. Every time someone goes, here, you did this, be like, no, it's probably the other guy.
When I get called into the office, be like, Rod.
It was the other guy.
Yeah, Mr. Blue Jeans. It wasn't me. It was my doppelganger.
It was the Uber.
It was my doppelganger. You know what, though? Can I just say this real quick?
Oh, boy.
It's amazing how people want to give me advice that they don't even take. Because y'all don't hear with this Twitter beef, Twitter fingers talking crazy every day.
Yeah.
It's the same exact thing. You're being a tough guy behind a keyboard. But you want to tell me how to act out in public. Because y'all look at me every day. No.
No, it wasn't you. It was the Uber.
No, that's what I'm saying. You want to tell my doppelganger how to act.
All right. So, we talked about getting dominated by hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody kicks Hugh's ass quite like being mature. So we had this one earlier today.
I mean, I
lean in. That game ball
like
to the guards.
Minutes, like 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about the size, you know, out there on the court. You worry a little bit about that. But you know, it's one of those things where.
You're professional.
You tripped your own self up
first
so you
all,
wouldn't laugh at your own nonsense.
That don't count.
Yes, it
you,
does.
You don't know what I was thinking about. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know me like that.
No, but we know you lost your own train of thought on your own joke.
No.
It wasn't like I said something and then you, he started giggling.
It's gotten to the point now.
You made yourself stop.
I've seen a lot of penetration. I've gotten so childish now that I just, every time somebody say anything that's remotely like that, I'd be like, wow, that's crazy.
You crumbled after that.
Yeah, you were gone. We lost you for the first segment. You were out. All right.
Did not have you as a size guy here.
I'm working on it. I'm working to do
that
better.
As I've said a lot lately, more than enough for us today. Now, I hate that we're out of time. Afternoon show's up next, but I love that Reese is on the line. He wanted to talk. We won't get to him. They'll take an afternoon if you want to wait, Reese. I just love the topic. VJ will be better than AI.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's
a lot.
We got another initial guy.
Initial guys work. I mean, that's
I don't know if VJ might not work, though.
What do you mean VJ might not work?
It's a strong take by Reese, man.
Yeah, we need more VJ.
We call him Edge. Edgecomber, as we heard earlier. All right, 215-592. Let's get at it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. We'll talk tomorrow if we're still allowed in. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now, you've heard about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, folks. It's bold, vibrant blackberry. It's offered with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be your new touchdown tailgate drink this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry Tennessee Whiskey to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember, tailgate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.